French President Nicolas Sarkozy went to Afghanistan today to pay tribute to the 10 soldiers who died Monday in a Taliban ambush. It was the deadliest attack on French soldiers since the 1983 bombing in Beirut, which killed 58 paratroopers. Sarkozy said France will not waver in its commitment to fight terrorism in the country. Charles Collins has this report.
President Nicolas Sarkozy arrived in Afghanistan on Wednesday morning, the day after 10 French soldiers were killed in an ambush by Taliban forces. It was the biggest single loss of foreign forces in combat in Afghanistan since 2001.
Je souhaite m'incliner au nom de la nation.
The French president said he came to pay homage to the 10 fallen soldiers in the name of the whole nation. He went on to say they had gone to Afghanistan because there, a part of the liberty of the whole world was at stake, because there, in Afghanistan, the battle against terrorism was being waged. He said he had no regrets about sending 700 more troops to the country this year, which brought the total number of French forces to 2,600. In his brief visit, the president visited French soldiers, telling them the best way of remaining faithful to their comrades is to continue the work, to lift their heads, and to be professional. He said the work they are doing is indispensable, and that French forces should be proud of what they have done. He also met with the president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, who expressed his condolences and gratitude to the French nation. President Sarkozy says that France's commitment to the fight against the Taliban remains intact. I'm Charles Collins.